air pollution is typically associated with urban cities. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Richard Peltier, assistant professor of environmental health sciences at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, shows indigenous tribes should be mindful of air quality as well.
Wood fires evoke imagery of warmth and sustainability, but they're also used for other purposes too, particularly by indigenous populations. My colleagues and I are investigating exposures to wood smoke in an intensive, community-based participatory research study in the context of culturally relevant tribal activities. In First Nation Omishkigo Cree tribes on the shores of James Bay in Canada, subsistence hunting each spring and fall is a time-honored and culturally relevant tradition, where families can travel for hundreds of kilometers into the wild to hunt duck and geese. These communities use wood smoke to preserve their food as well as for domestic heating and cooking. Unfortunately, exposure to wood smoke is known to be detrimental to human health, and our work has indeed shown levels in these communities well above World Health Organization recommendations for air pollutants. Hunting is an integral part of their culture and tradition. It's very important for these communities to transfer this indigenous knowledge from elder to young in order for these traditions to continue. There's a social component for these families as well as they carry out the smoking process, which can last for weeks or days. With all of this smoke, they are indeed exposed to extraordinary levels of air pollution. It's important to recognize the importance of these culturally relevant activities to the community, but at the same time, we also know that they may lead to significant health concerns. We hope our efforts will identify easy-to-use techniques to reduce exposures to indoor air pollution while protecting traditional life ways. Our work will analyze a range of air pollutants as well as conduct a number of biological tests to measure the health effects on these populations. We hope this work will help identify impacts of pollutions on Native people and communities, both in Canada and the United States, and will help empower these communities in measures to reduce health risks.
That was Richard Peltier of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
A gentle cobweb hanging upon a painted teepee. Oh, I went to see my chieftain with my warlance and